Now, some folks may remember this had been scheduled for about a month ago, mm-hmm. and they had to delay it. But it is taking place Saturday. That's at 11 a.m., and that's at the memorial outside of the Civic Center.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you've been watching the work that's been happening on that memorial, it looks absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. So this is going to be a really cool day. And by the way, as long as we're talking about it, thank you to all those who have served or are currently serving. What else do we have on our calendar right now, Ben?
Okay, live music galore.
Yes.
So Saturday, we've got doubleheaders at Tumbled Rock. They're going to have Gaines and Wagoner in the afternoon, and then they're going to have Miles Nielsen and Kelly Stewart Saturday evening. Broken Bottle has also got a doubleheader. They're going to have Raina Hess in the early afternoon, mm-hmm. and then Eddie Joe Walsh in the evening. And then finally, at Balanced Rock Winery, Chris Elke is going to be performing. That's from 4 until 6:30.
All right, so definitely check all that out. And at the end of all this, we'll tell you how to get more information because, again, as Ben said, we can't hit on every single thing that's happening, but it's a full calendar. We'll just say that. And then are we ready to move over to Sunday, or do we have anything else we want to cover on Saturday?
I think we are, yeah.
Okay,
Sunday,
all right.
Last day of June, oh boy.
I know, crazy. It's
a couple
crazy.
More double headers of live music coming up. Gaines and Wagoner are going to be back Sunday afternoon, I should say. And then later on in the day, they're going to have Alabaster and Bobby Zonnet. Those are both Tumbled Rock. Broken Bottle Winery. I can't keep all my rocks and my bottles straight. Sorry. Bottle Winery is going to have a local favorite, Bob McNerland. He's going to perform from 1:30 to 4:30 on Sunday. And then speaking of local favorites, over at Balanced Rock Winery from 2 to 4:30, it's going to be Mike Droho and Ron Granberg.
All right. So a full weekend full of really awesome stuff. And, you know, we might see some rain tomorrow, but otherwise the weekend not looking bad. So plenty of things to keep you busy, though, this weekend. And, I mean, you said it. Sunday's the last day of June. So next week we're already talking about all the July events, 4th of July events coming up.
We'll talk about Baraboom. Some Barabooms.
I know. It's going to be super fun. And then, of course, now we're very, very close to the Sauk County Fair, which is also mm-hmm. kind of crazy because we're, again, already into the month of July, which is insanity when you think about it. Now, as we mentioned, everything always goes so fast, doesn't it? Like, you're trying to be in the moment, but there's so much. There's always so many things happening. So for anybody who wants more information on the things we talked about this morning or to see that full calendar of events to, you know, really take a look at everything that we maybe couldn't get to, where's the best place to get all that, Ben?
Yeah, find it at the Chamber website, baraboo.com.
All right. Now, with the 4th of July being on Thursday, you and I will figure out a day when we can talk next week. All right. So I'll text you here in just a few minutes, in fact, and we'll figure that out. But again, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. We will talk to you next week so we can find out what's going on over our 4th of July weekend. And you have a great weekend yourself. Okay.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. And remember, if you want more information about any of the live music that's happening this weekend, about that memorial rededication for the veterans, or if you just, you know, want to do a little event planning on your own, baraboo.com, the best place to go. Weekends Are Best here on Max FM is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first 2024 presidential debate is set for tonight in Atlanta. ABC Stephen Portnoy has more on some of the rules.
The two lecterns are spaced just 8 feet apart. The 90-minute debate will feature two commercial breaks. No staffers will be allowed on stage. A two-minute answer to each question will be followed by a one-minute rebuttal and then a response to that rebuttal. CNN has agreed to mute the microphone of the candidate who isn't recognized to speak. By a coin toss, it's been determined that Biden will give the first two-minute closing statement and Trump will have the last word.
Boeing is being sanctioned by U.S. investigators for sharing information about a federal investigation into the door plug blowout on an Alaska Airlines flight back in January. The NTSB says Boeing blatantly violated regulations by providing non-public information to the media and for speculating about possible causes of the blowout. Pre-4th of July holiday travel, crowded time in the skies. TSA says it expects today to be the busiest travel day so far this year. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A staff member at Wisconsin's youth prison has been declared brain dead following a fight with an inmate. The man was injured during a fight Monday night at Lincoln Hills Copper Lake Schools, the state's youth prison in Irma in northern Wisconsin. The Department of Corrections spokesperson said a 16-year-old inmate assaulted a staff member in a residence hall and then attacked a second staff member. The first staff member was taken to a hospital, treated, and released. The second staff member's head struck concrete. A 31-year-old Wisconsin Dells man was arrested following an internet crime investigation, according to the Adams County, Wisconsin Sheriff's Office. The investigation started after the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children sent in a cyber tip. The tip reported about 65 suspected child pornography images being shared or uploaded with other users. Investigators also learned that the suspect was also being investigated for allegedly sending child pornography videos or images along with communicating with who the suspect believed was a 15-year-old girl. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 74. It is barbecue season, and you can kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
99.7.
8:06, gorgeous start to the day. I'm loving that. Going to be a beautiful, beautiful Friday Eve. It's Ricky Martin now. This is Living La Vida Loca, 99.7 Max FM.
In a funky cheap hotel, she took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne.
Take away your pain like a burden.
Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. See, I told you, Finn, that puts a little pep in your step on a Friday Eve, right?
I think I might have thrown out my hip or my back.
I know.
One,
it's just
like
one of those
the presidential
good songs.
Candidates or something.
Once they try to make their way up to the stage, that's all it's going to take tonight. But we played that one because Draco Rosa, who is a former member and leader of the group Menudo, remember the boy band from way back in the day? He actually helped co-write that song. So I figured, you know, we should play it. And he's celebrating his 55th birthday today. So it only seemed appropriate that we pull out Livin' La Vida Loca. Since we don't have any Menudo in the library, I feel like that needs to change. I feel like we need to have at least one Menudo song somewhere in the library.
Boy, and there was a time the boy band thing was just going crazy. I mean, between New Kids and Backstreet Boys and Menudo and,
New Edition at the same time as Menudo, you know? Yeah, it was a fierce competition. Oh, my goodness. Now I feel like I have to go listen to Menudo today. I was going to try to play something.
That's something you don't hear every day.
I know, right? These are the things that pop into my head. I was going to try to play something I found online, but then I had so many issues yesterday. I was like, no, we better do the safe thing today. I had too much dead air yesterday. Of course, the one day when my husband's in the car listening too, and then he texts me, what are you doing? Why isn't it working? What? Figure it out kind of thing. Shut up. It's not like I'm not understanding that I screwed it up.
Do you prefer the days where he's just out of sight, out of mind?
Yes, I do. I do, because he texts me and then it makes me really nervous, and then I start getting irritated with him. Save at least your critiques for the end. I get it. I screwed it up.
It makes us nervous when they micromanage, doesn't it?
When they're looking
over your shoulder and you're just trying to do your job.
Exactly. I get it. I screw up. I suck. Okay. So save everything for the end, and then tell me everything that I did then, and I'll work to be better, sir. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Sometimes things work, sometimes they don't. You also have to take into account we have really not great internet here at Goose Poop Pond, so sometimes that throws me as well. So most of the time, I'm not too afraid to admit it's operator error. I know where my shortcomings are. I don't need you to text me in the middle of it to point those out. Thank you. Thank you for your time. This is my little PSA for my husband for the day. Soon, though, he's going to be on his way to Park Falls, so I'll be free for like a day and a half.
There you go.
It'll be good. It'll be good. I know, right? He's totally sweating it here on Goose Poop Pond. So most of the time, I just text him back, and I'm like, yep, I screwed that up. Thank you for noticing. I appreciate it. All right, so we got to talk about the 4th of July here for a little bit, because it's coming up pretty rapidly. I mean, Ben Bromley just said it during Weekends Are Best. Sunday is the last day of June, people, if you can believe that. And it doesn't get any more American than this. According to a new report, the most important part of our Independence Day celebration is going to be corn. Corn on the cob is what we really want for Independence Day. Instacart released some data on what most of us are ordering for our 4th of July gathering. Our cookouts, our barbecues, all of that good stuff. And based on data from last year's holiday, the demand for yellow corn is up 380% compared to the yearly average. That kind of checks out, because about 4 weeks ago, people were already on all of those community Facebook groups asking where they could get the best sweet corn. Oh. Seriously, it's like May. Nowhere, unless you're going to your local grocery store and it's been imported in from somewhere, because you're not getting it around here quite yet.
Well, we're guilty of that. I mean, we've been enjoying sweet corn, even though it's not like at the perfect peak.
Right.
What is peak season? I know Sun Prairie has their big sweet corn festival in August, I think.
Yeah. What do they say? It's the old tradition, knee high by the 4th of July. And this year's weather has been very conducive to corn that is way taller than knee high by the 4th of July. So hopefully that trajectory continues. But I love enjoying corn throughout the year as well. But I had to giggle at the people who thought they were actually going to pull up to the local farmside stand in May and get themselves some sweet corn. It's not going to happen quite yet, people. I know you're anxious. I know it's delicious. It's super yummy. not quite yet for the locally grown stuff. You got to wait that out just a couple more months.
Well, what we do is we freeze it. I mean, we get the sweet corn and then just buy a whole bunch of it and then freeze it and you thaw it out. It still tastes great.
It's amazing because then you're going to cook it or grill it or something anyway. So, and it's supposed to be soft, so it doesn't harm it. And by the way, you can get frozen sweet corn on the cob in the stores too. So it's kind of the same preface as if you save it from last year for, you know, so you can enjoy it all year. We love to do that kind of stuff. I'm not sure if this love of sweet corn says more about the importance of corn on Independence Day or the lack of interest in eating corn other times of the year. But there are other products that surge mostly over the 4th of July, after corn, that is. They include charcoal at number 2 on the list, which totally makes sense because of our grilling habits, right? We love ourselves some potato salad this time of year. The number of people looking for potato salad, good potato salad this time of the year, kind of skyrockets as well. Now, I'm kind of iffy on potato salad. I don't dislike potato salad. I was kind of spoiled because both my mom and my grandma made some of the best potato salad ever. Everything else just pales in comparison from that, right? And I really don't love potato salad on the 4th of July at the old family cookout if it's being left on the table out in the sun. Ugh, I'm probably not going to eat your potato salad, even if you have it on ice.
Well, mayonnaise has a shelf life in the sun of about 2 seconds.
Right?
It spoils so bad. I'm not a huge potato salad guy. It's not something that, I don't know.
I also like macaroni and pea salad. I know that sounds weird. That's a good one, too. Again, though, spoiled. My mama made amazing macaroni and pea salad. But I hear you on the potato salad. Even before I did the Gateway metabolic weight loss thing and I had to change my diet a little bit, potato salad was one of those things I could take it or leave it. Like, I was like, sometimes I'd be like, okay, I'll take some. Other times I was like, there's other stuff here that looks really good. I'll do without today. So I hear you on the potato salad. Baby back ribs, number 4 on this list as far as things that are, you know, really looked for over the 4th of July holiday. And that would totally make sense. We love to barbecue over the 4th. Hot dog bun, something else we're looking for this time of year. Again, that kind of checks out. Canned baked beans. Oh, we're going all out for the family cookout this year with those canned baked beans. The beanie weenies, that's what we're pulling out for the fam. Bratwurst comes in at number 7 on the list, or here in Wisconsin we call that any day that ends in Y, because we love our bratwurst. Frozen beef burgers, another one that people love over the 4th of July holiday, also checks out because you can just, you know, throw those on the grill. You don't have to do much with them. It's easy. I understand. Watermelon, something else that we really love over the 4th of July holiday, and beef patties as well, which isn't that the same as frozen beef burgers? I mean, that to me, that's essentially the same thing, but maybe they're talking about the fresh ones, not the frozen ones, which would also check out.
Sure.
Now, as for the hamburger hot dog debate, most of us in this country are ordering more hot dog buns right now. That's 31 different states, from California all the way across Middle America, all the way to New York and Massachusetts. The 19 states that order more hamburger buns are in the corners: the northwestern U.S., the northeastern U.S., the southeastern United States, including Florida, plus Alaska and Hawaii. Now, we also have to talk about our favorite adult beverages of choice over the 4th of July holiday, right? So light lagers are what Instagram is seeing most in shopping carts right now, which isn't surprising considering the hot outdoor summer vibe. Hard seltzers are a very close second, followed by vodka, canned cocktails. Oh, those are delicious, by the way. Mexican-style lagers, rosé wine, tequila. Oh, people are getting really excited
rosé
on their
wine. Is that what you
rosé
said?
Rosé wine is a big one, And then the tequila, which means, forget it. We don't care what happens at our barbecue. We're just having a great time. That's
another margarita.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. IPAs, other lagers also kind of fall in on that list. Now, the canned cocktails, though, to me are interesting because this is a new phenomenon, and I love a good canned cocktail. I also love the frozen cocktails that you can buy that are essentially like a popsicle. Those are also very, very delicious. And you can buy those basically in any freezer section of a store now. But they're like little, like the little push-up popsicles that we loved as a kid, the Freezies, Mr. Freezies, and things like that. Except they have adult beverages incorporated, and they are absolutely wonderful. So check those out. Just make sure the kids know the difference on your 4th of July celebration. As for condiments, hot sauce was number one out west. Ranch dressing was the main order in the Midwest. Doesn't that sound good at a 90-degree barbecue? Just a vat of a ranch sitting there next to the potato salad in the sun. Yikes. I wonder what the numbers of food poisoning are after the 4th of July.
That's
kind of what I'd like to see stats on someday. The Northwest and Northeast are making sure that they have enough mayonnaise so it can ferment in the sun. And barbecue sauce was number one in the South, which also checks out. Ketchup, mustard, and relish may be too common to stand out. But that said, ketchup was number one in 5 states, including Florida and Massachusetts. Mustard was the number one condiment that we're looking for in 3 different states, including Colorado and South Carolina. And relish was significantly important in basically just Texas. Just Texas really, really loves their relish. So there you have it. If nothing else, seeing the eating habits of other places across the country maybe helps you plan out your barbecue just a little bit more if you're going to have a lot of family and friends over. So good eating on the 4th of July.
I've said it before and I'll say it again, and I know it's not a popular opinion. Ketchup is so overrated.
It is. I feel like there's other things that you can use that taste really, really awesome, right? On a burger, like if you're doing a full-out burger with the tomatoes, the onion, all of that, the lettuce, I get it. Yeah, it makes total sense. But for, any dipping sauce, I feel like we can do better than ketchup. I feel like we could challenge ourselves to do a little bit better. Ketchup and ranch, to me, there's nothing wrong with either one of those things, right?
Like, no, exactly.
They're fine.
I like ketchup. I like ranch. I mean, they both, and actually I go a little crazy with the condiments. I need a bib because it gets messy. It gets messy down there in the war zone. Okay.
But
a little bit of ketchup goes a long way.
Yes, and sometimes, it does.
Sometimes with my fries, then it's cool.
Yeah.
But even then there's other things I'd rather, have to go along with my fries than ketchup. But
I totally agree. And I feel like, I'm right there with you. I feel like ketchup and ranch, too, are two of the more overrated condiments, even though they're fine. They're good. I use them, too, occasionally. But I prefer to, dress it up a little bit. Like, get a little crazy and a little fancy. Mm-hmm. Even a spicy ketchup is always really a good option. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah. Just change it up a little bit. Dexter, he's a fan of going to Chick-fil-A and getting Polynesian sauce and then basically just slathering that stuff all over everything.
There you go.
He loves that. He loves to do that. And luckily for us, if you're a fan of Polynesian sauce, you can buy those types of things in stores now. So, you never have to be without it if that's really how you want to go. He'll dip fries into it. He'll pour that thing on his crispy chicken, and then he'll ask for a couple extra so he can bring them home and then use them for other stuff later on. And I'm like, are you dipping a bagel in that? Like, these are words that have actually come out of my mouth. I'm not joking. And the response I got was, why, yes. Yes, I am. Is there a problem with that? Nope. Carry on. Just wanted to make sure I was seeing it correctly. Thank you.
Hilarious.
Someday my life is going to be really boring because that kid's going to be doing something on his own somewhere else in the world. And I'm not going to have any of
these. What are you
going to
do?
Yeah. I don't know, because he definitely livens things up a whole bunch. Yesterday I was having a conversation with him. We were talking about the fact that he hates heat, and he was in the car and we were on our way home from Taekwondo and the sun
right
was just
beating
right into the windshield. Yep. Mm-hmm. Just right into the windshield. And no matter where we went, we couldn't get away from the sun. And finally he looks at me as he's adjusting his visor for the 98th time. He goes, I could win an Olympic gold medal since that's coming up at the best visor adjustment. He goes, I would win hands down because I've got this. And I said, yeah, you're doing pretty good at it. And I said, are you all right? Because I'm looking at him. He's squinting. His eyes are watering. And we've been trying to get the kid like some polarized sunglasses for forever, right? When you have anxiety, though, and you don't want to leave the house, it's hard to go out and shop for them because you got to fit right. You can't just sometimes these are things you can't buy online. So I looked at him and I said, are you all right? And he goes, I'm fine. This is just stupid. I hate the sun. I said, you're going to live in the Pacific Northwest someday, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, I probably am. I'm a pale dude who doesn't really like heat, and I really don't like the sun. So yeah, that seems like the best place for me to live.
Right there with you, Dexter. Right there with you. Yep.
I just looked at him and I was like, well, at least I like that area. I'll come visit you once in a while.
I can't say that thought hasn't crossed my mind several times.
Oh, yeah. he hates heat. He hates the sun. He would just much rather living
pain.
In a cave. Living in a cave is what I tell him he should do. Taking a look at our forecast right now. Well, unfortunately, Finn, for you and Dexter, it's going to be very sunny today. And the temperature, though, not too bad. 75. I think we can handle that.
Well, that's this is the payback horrible. Because we had so many cloudy days, which made me happy. But yeah, okay.
Tomorrow it'll be cloudy, though, most likely. I mean, we're supposed to have some rain in there. So, you know, today, we'll get through today. But it is going to be gorgeous if you love nice temperatures and you're not, you know, don't have an aversion to the sun like Finn and Dexter. 58 tonight, which is going to be lovely if you're going to head down to concerts on the square. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy. We have a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. A high near 74. Right now, it is 61. The morning show on Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. We are just hanging in there now, getting ready for another weekend. So close at this point. It's 8:29. Here is NXS. This is Disappear on 99.7 Max FM.
To be
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:33 right now. Hopefully you're having a great Friday Eve. I mean, we're just hanging in there right now, trying to get to a weekend. Super close at this point. I don't know about you, but I'm really ready. I'm ready for the weekend, and I don't know why. It's just been one of those weeks. Sometimes we have those, right? Where it's just a little harder than other weeks to do your thing. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. But then next week, I have something to look forward to. 4th of July and maybe a short work week, at least for a lot of us. So that's good news. Speaking of the 4th of July, if you're going to be hanging around Baraboo and you're looking for something to do, don't forget that the Baraboom's festivities are going to be taking place again this year. New location, though. This year, they're going to be at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County campus. But all the same stuff that you remember from years past. We're talking a whole lot of family fun, including some live music by the Blacker Brothers Band. There's going to be a kids area, first responder open house, food trucks on hand, a beer garden. And of course, it all culminates at the end of the night with the Festival Foods fireworks display, which is always absolutely amazing. That's going to take place around dusk. Now, the gates open for the entire event at 5 p.m. To get into the gate, it is absolutely free. Have a little cash on hand, though, so you can support those local food trucks. And maybe get yourself an adult beverage or two while you're out there as well. But what a great event. It's going to be a whole lot of fun and really just always a great night for the community. So again, the Baraboom's festivities this year over at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County campus. So we hope to see you there. Now coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Hopefully Mother Nature cooperates with the 4th of July forecast like she is with today's forecast, because it's going to be lovely. Partly cloudy, a high near 75. Not going to see any rain or thunderstorms until tomorrow. Sean Cable's actually going to tell you more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
The Spring Green Arts Fair is a juried fair with over 180 artists. Fine arts, displays of graphics, photography, glass, jewelry, pottery, sculpture, and much more. Proceeds from artists and local food offerings are granted to nonprofit community needs in the arts. The Spring Green Arts Fair has been held for over 50 years in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4. SpringGreenArtFair.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Big deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. It took 10 innings, but the Brewers complete the sweep of the Texas Rangers. 6-5 the victory yesterday. Squad scored 4 in the third inning to make it 4-1. Texas would answer right back with 4 of their own in the top of the fourth frame. Brewers knotted it up in the bottom half of that fourth inning, and then the two teams remained scoreless all the way until the 10th. Andrew Monasterio came in and pinch hit and got a big-time RBI single to score a run. And ultimately, that was enough to get the victory for the crew. Dallas Keuchel got the start for the team, did give up those 5 earned runs. Jared Kanan came in to pitch that final frame, ultimately getting the win, his seventh of the season in relief. Team improves to 48-33 for the season. Team has the day off today. They'll be back at it this weekend, hosting the Chicago Cubs. First game for that one will be tomorrow at 7:10. NBA draft got underway yesterday, and the Milwaukee Bucks with the 23rd overall pick select A.J. Johnson. He's a 6'4", 170-pound guard out of Fresno. Originally committed to Texas, but he decommitted and went to the Next Stars program in the NBL. Played for Australia's Alarawa Hawks, had modest numbers, averaging just 3 points a game, a couple rebounds, and about 7 minutes of work across 26 appearances. But the guard did have a fantastic combine, and despite not getting the invite to the green room, was one of the players in the running for a late first-round pick. He decided to show up in the crowd with his family and was rewarded by being selected 23rd by the Bucks. Bucks general manager John Horst said they're really excited about AJ when he plays, and how quickly he develops and how quickly he earns his opportunity will be determined. But this is a player with great athleticism, speed, and talent. Love his mentality, toughness, so we are really excited. The Bucks will have the third pick in round two of the NBA draft that gets started tonight. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 74. It is barbecue season, and you can kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
99.7 FM.
It's 8:39 right now. Just had a chance to step outside, and it is absolutely gorgeous out there. If you were tired of heat and humidity, this is a day to enjoy. Here's the Spin Doctors.
Just go ahead now. If you like to tell them, baby, just go ahead now. If you want to, baby.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:43 right now. And Finn, we've got to take a look at our calendar days here this morning. All those little things that we can celebrate that really just help us get through the another week and towards another weekend. Because after all, as we like to say, Monday through Friday, we have to do that, right? Saturday and Sunday, that's kind of the goal of the entire entire thing. Yeah. So first, we're going to start out with Happy Birthday to You Day. Now, this is a song that we all know, right? It's been translated into at least 24 languages, and Guinness World Records once called it the most recognized song in English. So chances are pretty high that you're going to know this one by heart, and it's probably been sung to you at some point as well. Well, it's not the day that it was actually written that we celebrate today. In fact, it is the birthday of the woman who wrote the song. She was a composer and an educator. Her name is Mildred Hill, and she was born on today's date in 1859. And she actually wrote the melody to say, "Good morning to all." That was a greeting song that she used in her classroom setting. So it really had nothing to do with birthdays when it was originally written at all. But then, of course, you know, it was catchy, and we changed it, and here we are.
Can you imagine how much money she would have made off song?
Right? I mean, it's a public domain song, though, and because it was never copywritten or anything like that, she didn't make a penny off of the entire thing. So she was never privy to any of the money that could have been made. And, you know, you got to think that back in the early 1900s, nobody cared or knew about a lot of that kind of stuff, but it could have changed her entire family for the forever.
Yeah.
Right? But just think about the fact, though, that they have a great-great-grandma or great-grandma, depending on their age, that actually wrote Happy Birthday to You. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool to have in your genealogy, I think. Today is also Decide to Be Married Day. Okay, I guess you just wake up and you decide that this is the day I'm going to be married. And really, it's a day to...
No. Make those decisions carefully, okay?
Yes, you have to think these through. But it focuses attention on the joy couples experience when they do decide to get married, is essentially what this day is. But I don't know. I think it needs to be named more appropriately, because this feels like it could go wrong in a lot of ways.
Decide to be married, yeah.
That's right. It could go wrong in a lot of ways. So choose that one carefully, folks. I like this. It's also National Handshake Day today. There's some good ones on this list, by the way. This was created in the mid-2000s, this day, by the way, by a woman who was working in a corporate communications job, and she decided that this was a day that we needed to bring back a little respect to the office setting. And so she decided that National Handshake Day would be a way to show that type of respect. Well, this was started in the mid-2000s. Little did she know that a few years later, we'd have a thing called COVID, and hand sanitizer would be our best friend. So, but Handshake Day, you know, shows respect, gives respect. They say you can, you know, create deals with just a little bit of a handshake. By the way, I don't believe that. You should always have something written out and signed
always
by both people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like, don't just
get
decide to get up. Yeah, it's kind
of
like, just don't decide to get up and get married thing. Get important things in writing. These are things that you should live by in this world. Let's see, what else do we have on this list? Ooh, it's Sunglasses Day. Talking about Dexter's aversion just a few minutes ago to the sun. I kind of wish he'd go out and get some sunglasses so I don't have to watch the squinty face in the middle of all of it. But I have to say, he's a little picky because he wants polarized lenses, but they have to be a purple frame. Do you know how hard it is to find a purple framed sunglasses with polarized lenses?
I can imagine.
It's not easy, but I'm up to the task as long as I don't have to look at the face and the watering of the eyes every single time. So I'll do my best to continue to make this happen for my kid. Let's see, what else do we have? Well, we got to go to the food. And I can't forget this one. I almost forgot this one. I don't know how I do. It's one of America's favorite games. And we're not talking about Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune. We're talking about good old fashioned bingo. Today is National Bingo Day. So if you love the game, this is the day you should belly up to your local bingo hall and play yourself a few different rounds. I used to do that with some friends when we had really young kids. We used to go to the local bingo hall and play a few games and have some fun because, well, you know, what else do crazy wild moms of toddlers do on a night off? We go play bingo with our daubers.
And who knows? We might see some bingo tonight at the presidential debate. You never know.
You never know how that's going to go. Or you can start your own bingo card at home.
Whoever falls asleep first, you put
an X on the board. Whoever stammers first, you put another X on your board. You could do blackout. You could do four corners. You could do straight bingo, rows, whatever. You make it fun. I wouldn't suggest drinking, though. You know, because they always say, you know, if they do this, drink. I wouldn't suggest doing that type
of
bingo.
Might get a little hammered, yeah. But
tomorrow's still Friday, people. We still have one more day in the week to go here. Yet. You never know. It's also National Bomb Pop Day as we get to the food and drink ones. Now, this goes all the way back to 1955. See, I like educating during calendar days if I can as well. The Cold War between the United States and the Soviet Union was beginning to heat up, if you know anything about your history, and the possibility of nuclear war became pretty palatable at that time. The same year, while working on Independence Avenue in Kansas City, Missouri, a gentleman by the name of James Merritt, along with help from another guy, D.S. Abernathy, came up with a popsicle shaped like a six-finned bomb, known as the Bomb Pop. The red, white, and blue popsicle came to cool off the world, I guess you could say, not to heat it up. It became associated with summer and, of course, the 4th of July, just because the colors in particular. And there you go, a little history of the Bomb Pop. Now, if I recall, Bomb Pops are not actually shaped like that quite anymore, because obviously they were shaped like a bomb in the middle of the Cold War. Not exactly the politically correct message we want to send out to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So I think now they're just shaped like an actual popsicle, but they still have the red, white, and the blue coloring. I'm pretty sure that's how that's gone down. Mm-hmm. We got to be good stewards of the world. We got to pretend we're good neighbors, you know, that type of thing. We don't want to have a popsicle start something nefarious in this country. Because goodness knows it doesn't take much anymore.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's see. What else do we have on this list? Ooh, National Onion Day. If you're a fan of the onions, Finn, you can celebrate National Onion Day. I use the onions in pretty much everything I cook. I always have little diced up pieces of onion and everything. So I love onion. I love to add it to stuff. This is one. You're going to want to avoid this one at all costs, only because I know your lovely wife would not approve. Today is National Ice Cream Cake Day, Finn. And we all know that that is one thing that you do not buy for the lovely Chris is an ice cream cake.
Going back to decide you want to be married day.
Well, at least you were married before you brought home the ice cream cake.
look, Maddie, it's a live and learn kind of thing, all right? So I learned my lesson. I'm good. Never Chris again.
Not a fan of the ice cream cake. Chris is not her thing. Not her thing. No. So we'll avoid that one at the Finn household
and here's
at all costs.
Me thinking, you know, all along, just, well, okay, she likes ice cream.
Right?
She likes cake. Ice cream cake. It's a no-brainer, right?
It's a
win-win.
Thing.
No, not so much.
No. She just wants a good old-fashioned ice cream or the cake, nothing together.
Where do you sit on that?
A good ice cream cake. I might be in the minority on that one, though, because people, they are kind of polarizing, which is weird, right? Like something to be so worked up about because it's a delicious treat. But I get it. Some people don't like the amount of ice cream. Some people don't like the stuff that they put in the center of them. So I get it. It can be a little polarizing. I guess it's ice cream. I mean, I'm never going to say no to that. I mean, come on now. And if I don't like the crunchy stuff in the middle, I'm just going to pick around it. You know, like this is easy stuff for me. So I can get down with an ice cream cake. I mean,
If you don't like a topping on a pizza, you know,
I just pick it off. Just pick it off. It's fine. It's fine. See, we don't need to start anything serious over an ice cream cake. It's just cake, people. It's just a cake. It's easy stuff.
Weed killer in the Mountain Dew.
No,
don't worry.
No, we're I'm good. Okay. Yeah. I'm okay. No, I can handle an ice cream cake. My husband is a little bit like Chris on the other hand, though. He's like, no ice cream cakes. We will not be doing that. My kids aren't really fans of ice cream cakes either, just because they're really hard, right? Like they're hard to cut. They're really hard ice cream in the center, because obviously that would just be a pile of mush on your plate if it wasn't. So my kids don't like the hardness of an ice cream cake, but whatever.
So let me ask you, because I think basically we have picky eaters in our household.
Yeah.
How is it in your household? And who is the pickiest of all?
Oh my gosh, probably Dexter at this point. No, no, I'm going to take that back. At this point, it's probably Corey. I mean, he'll eat pretty much everything, but there's certain things that he can't and he doesn't like. Or he's got, you know, he's got a little bit of the heartburn too and has to take a lot of the antacid. So there's a lot of things that just don't agree with him as he's standing here. You just walked in at the appropriate time. It's fine. It's fine. I mean, join the conversation. Anything to defend yourself with? I mean, you're the pickiest out of the house right now, out of all of the eaters in this house. Max will pretty much eat anything. Dexter, when he's hungry, will eat. You're the picky one.
Yeah, I'm not picky. I just have needs.
I'm not picky. I just have needs, he says. Awesome. Awesome. But no, he's probably the pickiest. Dexter just doesn't eat a whole lot. And so we're working on that a little bit. But, I mean, pretty much anything you put in front of him, if he's hungry, he'll eat it. He's not picky, per se. He just doesn't eat a whole lot.
There's a slight difference between your teenager and our teenager, because sometimes he'll come to the dinner table and he'll just say, no, that used to be Max.
Well, yeah. That used to be Max. Max, with his Asperger's, he had a lot of sensitivities, and it was mostly just because of texture. And so we had to work really hard to get him over that. And I remember when he was really young, he would go to his therapist and they would play chef or kitchen, as she liked to call it. Mm-hmm. And she'd bring in 3 to 5 ingredients and he could make whatever he wanted. But at the end of it, the deal was, if you make it, you have to take a bite of it. Right. And it really just got him to eat different textures, because you'd have things like whipped cream in there, and you'd have things that were like berries and things like that in there, the strawberries and stuff, because he didn't like the seeds on the outside. So it was stuff that was good together, but it was just very different textured. And so, and he knew the rules, because he was a good little rule follower. That's what people on the spectrum do. So he'd make his dish and then he'd take a bite of it. And then one day he had what we called his food epiphany. All of a sudden, the sensory, we had worked on it for a really long time and we got it under control. And then all of a sudden he was like, I've never tasted this. This is amazing. I didn't know this was good. Can I have more of this? Sure. What is that? May I have a taste? And we call it his food epiphany, because his entire world opened up from chicken nuggets, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, cheesy hot dogs, and macaroni and cheese, because that was essentially that what was he lived it. On for yeah. many, many mm-hmm. years because of mm-hmm. his sensory. But then he had this food epiphany, and now he pretty much sticks to a lot of the same food groups and things, but he will definitely go out of his, you know, out of his little
comfort
bubble.
Zone.
Yeah, out of his bubble, as I like to call it, and try a few different things. Even if he doesn't like it, he'll at least give it a try. So he's not quite as picky as he used to be. So Corey at this point is my pickiest eater. Yes, for sure.
See, now I'm a picky eater too, but I think in the household, I'm also the one that concedes the most. Like, I'll just, sure. you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine.
Yep.
We're, you know, and especially I'm grateful that somebody else is actually preparing a meal for me.
Sure.
So now I know for you, I don't know how picky you are, but I know that you have a lot of things that you're doing specifically.
I'm not picky at all. Yeah. I'm not a picky eater at all. And there are a lot of things that I miss. I grew up in a house where I was not allowed to be picky. I did not have to eat everything that I didn't like. My mom wasn't like that, but she also didn't allow me to be picky. So I'm not really picky about anything. I mean, there are most vegetables I'll eat, most fruits I'll eat. The only concession I have with meat is seafood in very small doses, and my mom could never get me to eat liver. Like, I couldn't handle that. And her and my dad had liver and onions a lot.
Was that that's like an old school thing, isn't it?
I mean,
do people still like really dive into the liver and onions these days?
I always get surprised when I see it on a menu, but a lot of supper clubs around here still have liver and onions on their menu.
Again, we might see it tonight during the presidential debate.
We might. Yeah. I mean, they might pull that out. That might be the menu and the meal before they walk out on stage. So you never quite know. But no, I'm not picky. I can't eat a lot of those things because of restrictions and diet. And is something else to add in here, Corey Hartman, this morning?
I'm an adult. I don't have to eat it if I don't want.
Well said, Corey Hartman. Well said.
Awesome. Yeah. And we'll just leave it at that. That pretty much sums up the attitude we have here around our house. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Partly cloudy today, 75 down to 58 tonight. Mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, especially in the afternoon. 74 for a high tomorrow. Right now, it's 63. The morning show on Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Get your party hats on because Main Street Books in Reedsburg is celebrating their sweet 16th birthday. The party is Saturday, June 29th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Main Street Books, 190 East Main Street in Reedsburg. You can enjoy a cookie and get a gift with your purchase. They want to thank their loyal customers who supported them for 16 years, and they look forward to meeting more book lovers every day. Happy Sweet 16 to Main Street Books. They're keeping the Reed in Reedsburg. One used book at a time.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates.